So I'm still working with it. And what would happen over the years is that people would say, oh, you need more self-metta. And first of all, you think, oh, that sounds nice, thank you. And then you think, so, what is self-metta? Because the whole thing is that I'm not really doing that well in the metta bathness. So telling me that I need more of what I can't do, there's a bit of a flaw there, isn't there? If I can't do the practice, how can I do the first stage to give it to myself so that I can do the practice? And part of it is quite simply words. It's language. So, for me, I needed to hear the word acceptance. Because I could understand acceptance. I could think, okay, well, if I can accept that I'm finding this difficult, then it becomes easier. And once it becomes easier, then I can start to work with it. It becomes pliable. So even up to getting ordained, so I was ordained in Tuscany. It was an old convent that a friend of a friend had bought and staged operas in. And this friend was persuaded by the other friend to lease it to the Buddhists for ordinations. So that happened for the guys for a few years, and then they had a break, and then the women's wing used it as an ordination venue. And I loved it. The venue was gorgeous. You looked out, there were these tall Italian cypresses, these fluffy Italian clouds. And yet I was getting ordained, and it all seemed a bit holy, and I wasn't sure that I was holy. And this thing of self-metta, I was still having problems with a metta bhavana on my ordination retreat, and that seemed a bit late, really. And somebody again said, well, you just need a bit of self-metta, and I still didn't quite get it. By this time, I was a bit irritated with people suggesting that I needed self-metta. But They're right, I did need self-metta, and the thing is that that is my practice. So I'm practicing the metta bhavana, I haven't cracked it, and I do it in order to understand it, and I practice it in order to understand myself and to understand the world and to live more in harmony with how things are. So a couple of things that helped is that somebody said, actually it was Maitreyi, who is a member of the ordination team, the women's ordination team. And she pointed out something which, you know, I'm sure isn't unique to her, but she said the point of the metta bhavana, the practice, isn't how you feel when you're doing it. The point is that it changes your mind. It's a transformative thing. We are trying, in the meditation practices, to bring our minds, our heart-mind consciousness in line with reality, in line with how things are.